Exposed, Bill Gates's relationship with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein revolved around a global health investment fund. By Seamus Bruner on November 25, 2023. Earlier this month, I revealed that one of Bill Gates's most powerful business partners, J.P. Morgan Chase, had reached a combined $365 million settlement with Jeffrey Epstein's victims and the U.S. Virgin Islands, which a federal judge approved on November 9. My new book Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life digs deeper into Gates's partnership with J.P. Morgan and how it led to Gates's relationship with Epstein via top J.P. Morgan executive named James E. Jess Staley. Over time, Gates and J.P. Morgan established an investment fund that sought to profit from the development of vaccines and other health technologies. Epstein wanted a piece of the action, and Staley brought Epstein into the Gates partnership. The Gates-J.P. Morgan partnership was called the Global Health Investment Fund, GHIF, and was created circa 2011. At the time, Staley managed the Epstein relationship for the bank, and Epstein was a valuable client who brought J.P. Morgan a lot of business. Epstein was an advisor to billionaires like Victoria's Secret mogul Leslie Wexner and Wall Street legend Leon Black and the family offices which managed their fortunes. Wexner and Black deny any involvement in Epstein's criminal activities. The GIF partnership brought in a host of other powerful investors, including the Pfizer Foundation, Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, as well as entities funded by the governments of Sweden, Canada, and Germany. There would also be private support from qualified individuals and family offices. The GIF's purpose was to give individual and institutional investors the opportunity to finance late-stage global health technologies that have the potential to save millions of lives in low-income countries. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency committed to help offset any potential GIF losses. As the GIF was getting started, Epstein began pitching other business ideas to Gates and his foundation staff. They met many times, according to the New York Times, and Gates flew on Epstein's Gulfstream plane from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to Palm Beach, Florida, according to a March 2013 flight manifest. It turned out that Gates and Epstein had mutual interests in the areas of global health and funding scientific breakthroughs. Both men also had a deep interest in genetic tinkering projects. Epstein reportedly wanted to seed the human race with his own DNA by impregnating scores of women. Ironically, or perhaps hypocritically, Epstein was concerned about overpopulation. Likewise, Gates has long been worried about overpopulation and has stated repeatedly that he wants to mass vaccinate the Third World, specifically for the purpose of curbing population growth. In a 2010 TED Talk, Gates succinctly explained his rationale for funding vaccines and birth control to curtail population growth worldwide. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion, Gates warned. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by, perhaps, 10 or 15%. But Epstein worried that saving lives by curing diseases would not lower population growth rates. He criticized efforts to reduce starvation and provide healthcare to the poor because doing so increased the risk of overpopulation, the New York Times reported. Bill and Melinda Gates apparently do not see curing diseases in the same way. While Melinda has acknowledged that saving lives to reduce population may seem counterintuitive, it is not how she views the issue. When more children live past the age of 5, she said in a 2018 interview, population sizes don't go up, they go down. Crucial to this formula are the population control efforts into which Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation pour billions of dollars. Contraceptives, pills, and abortion, or, as Melinda describes it, allowing mothers to decide if and when to have children. The simple formula for Gates's plan to save the world appeared to be the following. Vaccines plus abortion plus birth control equals sustainability. As Controligarchs reveals, it just so happens that Bill Gates and his associates profit from both sides of this equation. After J.P. Morgan and Gates teamed up on the Global Health Fund, Epstein pitched an idea for a separate partnership, envisioning a vast fund, seeded with the Gates Foundation's money, that would focus on health projects around the world, the New York Times reported. However, any future plans involving Epstein were scrapped once he was charged with sex trafficking minors in July 2019. Naturally, his friends and associates began distancing themselves from him. And Melinda Gates claims that she divorced Bill in 2021 due to his relationship with Epstein. Bill Gates has denied having any involvement in Epstein's crimes. Epstein reportedly hung himself in his prison cell under mysterious circumstances in August 2019. The GIF continued its work after the Gates J.P. Morgan Epstein connections were exposed. It had backed mRNA technologies at least 5 years before the COVID-19 pandemic, and at least four of the companies that the GIF invested in, Automo Diagnostics, Access Bio, Gene Drive, and Universcells, actively worked to address the COVID-19 pandemic through efficient diagnostics that help identify and track cases and the application of innovative technologies for vaccine development and manufacturing. Seamus Bruner is the author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and The Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, and Peter Schweitzer's director of research at the Government Accountability Institute. Follow him at Seamus Bruner.